Hello everyone and welcome to a new sex tour review. In today's product, we have a double header. We have the Tantaly Doll Repair Kit and we have the Tantaly Deluxe Sex Doll Care Kit, both from Tantaly. And just TLDR, you don't even have to watch the video if you don't want to. These are amazing, amazing values. These are must-owns for any sex doll owner. These are amazing prices. I can tell you personally, buying the things in these kits individually will cost you at least twice as much. So if you're looking for an all-in-one repair kit and kind of care kit, then you need to get these. And these aren't Tantaly specific. They'll work with any sex doll because they're all made of the same stuff and they all, you know, wear and tear and break the same way. So, all right. Now, the torso I'm going to be operating on is going to be a non-Tantaly sex doll, you know, pair of legs, because I want to demonstrate some things and I'm going to be damaging it. I don't want to do this with a Tantaly one because they're very precious and valuable and I don't want to, you know, tear one apart. So I'm going to use this one because it's a little bit more disposable, but it has an internal skeleton, the legs open, you know, that kind of thing. So it has a skeleton. It's going to be able to demonstrate the things we're going to be talking about, but I can destroy it and not lose any, you know, sleep over it. I'm not going to cry about it. So we're going to be using this torso. Plus it's smaller. This will fit on my desk. The camera will pick it up a lot easier than a life-size torso, which is going to be a giant pain in the ass for me to operate on. So that's where we're using this one. All right, so I want to show you how I store my Tantaly Aurora torso. So the Tantaly Aurora torso is life-size. So you're probably wondering, where do I store it? You know, I don't want people to see it. So here we have just a typical storage ottoman. It's not too big. I'll throw the exact measurements on the screen. I just got this on Amazon. This isn't even like anything. It's a finely upholstered storage ottoman. I keep it in my office. It looks like this. I even have a floor pillow, which will come in handy in a few moments. So I'm going to take the floor pillow away. All right. And then we're going to open up the ottoman. This packaging actually came in Aurora's original box. So I just took the foam line packaging from her box and I just put it in the ottoman just to give it additional kind of cushion and support. All right, and there's Aurora. So as you can see, she fits very well. I did have to raise her legs, but you can see that the storage ottoman closes very nicely despite her legs being raised slightly, no problem. This is a life-size torso. Fits in the storage ottoman perfectly fine, not a problem at all. After you're done using it, you just, you know, clean it off, put it back, put the legs together, raise the legs slightly, cover it with the plastic, shut the ottoman, and there you go. Now, the one I have does not lock, so if you have, like, roommates or somebody you don't want to see your torso, you might want to get a locking ottoman. But other than that, it works perfectly fine, nobody's the wiser. Okay, so I alluded to the floor cushion. As you can see, you can lay a floor cushion down, put your Tantaly Aurora torso kind of on the cushion, and use a separate sex doll head, which you simply rest on the cushion. Now, the sex doll head is not attached to the torso, so it will flop around. You're going to have to support it, but obviously the torso does, it's compatible with a separate sex doll head if you have one. And because the Aurora torso is life-size, because the sex doll head is life-size, everything matches up, everything's great. You can use the doll just like this, then put the head away, put the torso away, there you go. Okay, let's get to it. Before we get to the surgery, let's talk about general sex doll maintenance. So the things you're gonna need to, hold on, let me close the legs. All right, the things you're gonna need to take care of your sex doll include, this is mineral oil. What's mineral oil for, you might ask? Mineral oil is for cleaning. So sex dolls get a little sticky after you clean them. You can use a little bit of baby powder. You just lightly dust the baby powder on the TPE after you clean it. It'll keep it from getting sticky. But if any dust, hair, debris, anything sticks to your doll and you want to clean that off, you want to use a little mineral oil. The mineral oil will allow you to kind of wipe it off and just kind of like pick it off with your fingers and wipe it on your pants or something, no problem. Also, the TPE, because it is petroleum-based, TPE is made of a combination of plastic and rubber. So because of the plastic, it has pores in it and it slowly kind of leaks oil, just like human skin. Human skin uses oil secretions to stay soft. The doll's skin also secretes oil so it can remain soft. It's a secret to why these sex dolls feel so real. The downside is they slowly lose oil. Now, your body replenishes that oil through the food you eat. But because dolls don't eat and don't have a digestive system, you have to replace that oil yourself. You can do this one of two ways. You can use mineral oil. Just rub your waifu down. I call this a Roman bath. So I'll demonstrate a Roman bath. So every once in a while, a couple times a month, you just want to wipe your waifu down. Just, you know, squirt some mineral oil on her body and just clean her off. Just wipe her down with your hand. It's a really good time for a doll owner and their waifu to bond. You just, you know, clean her up. And if your touch is kind of, you're feeling friction, then just add more oil. Add more oil until your hand just kind of glides smoothly across your waifu. And this is a good time just to bond with your waifu and just feel like connected as you kind of take care of her. Men have a instinctual desire to protect and provide for women. So doing nice things and taking care of your waifu can be a really fulfilling experience. And this is all a Roman bath is. If there's any debris, dust, hair, anything, you can kind of just use your hand, kind of sweep it up into like a little pile, pick it off. You can have a towel nearby or just use your pants. It doesn't really matter. And then this is all a Roman bath is. Now, if your waifu is dry, if her teepee has secreted a lot of oil and it needs to be resaturated, this mineral oil is going to soak right into the material. It's going to soak in and that's going to be it. So the first thing you're going to want, again, is mineral oil. Now, I got this at Walmart. It's just, it's marketed as baby oil. So if you go to the baby section, you can get mineral oil, 100% mineral oil. You don't need any actual, like, name brand baby oil that has, like, vitamins and stuff in it. Just regular 100% mineral oil will work fine. It's very cheap, less than $2 for a bottle, and it'll last you a long time. Now, maybe you want to do this less often. You want a material that's going to last a little bit longer than the mineral oil. You could use petroleum jelly. So petroleum jelly works just like the mineral oil. You're going to wipe your waifu down with it. But the petroleum jelly is a lot more concentrated. It's going to soak in and last a little bit longer. Also, you're going to want to use petroleum jelly on what I call the high traffic areas. So when you're using a waifu, you're going to be putting a lot of stress on her thigh pits. Because when you're having sex, let me just, you know, demonstrate that. So you open up her legs, right, to get to the goods. So here's the problem. Look at all the stress you're putting on this. Also, all the stress you're putting on her vagina. So what you want to do is you want to take a little bit of petroleum jelly, and you want to make sure you saturate her thigh pits, her vagina. You know, just make sure that that area is extra saturated so that it can stretch without tearing. Because if your doll is going to tear and break, it's going to be along these areas because of the stress you're putting that doll under when you open up her legs into the spread eagle position. So you don't need to use petroleum jelly for her whole body. But as you've seen, most of that mineral oil we used just a minute ago has already soaked in, because the TP was in need of like a bath. Whereas the petroleum jelly, it will soak in, it'll take longer to soak in because it's more concentrated and it'll last longer. So if you want to limit the amount of maintenance you have to do, you could give her a bath with petroleum jelly as opposed to mineral oil. But they both serve the same purpose. They resaturate the material with oil to keep the TP soft and supple, to keep it from drying out and becoming broken. All right, and that is your basic, hold on, let me adjust the, oh my goodness. Okay. All right, so that is your basic maintenance. If you rub your waifu down with oil or petroleum jelly to clean her off and keep her TPE nice and supple, she'll last you for years and she'll look good as new. Now, I'm not going to get into, you know, makeup or anything, because the Tantalee torsos don't have heads, so I'm going to skip all that. So the next thing we're going to talk about is staining. So if you get a stain on your waifu, maybe you're messing around, not necessarily with makeup, but let's say you want to add some color to her labia. So you could use a permanent marker like a Sharpie. You're adding some color, you make a mistake. Oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? So the way to remove stains, as long as they're fresh, you can just use alcohol. Just use rubbing alcohol. Get a paper towel or get a Q-tip. Rub it in the rubbing alcohol. It'll take the Sharpie right off. It'll also take off most makeup or anything like that. Now, if it soaks in or if the rubbing alcohol doesn't work, there is one kind of paint thinner that is safe to use with TPE. Only one. Odorless mineral spirits. Do not use xylene. Do not use any paint thinners that you don't know what they are. Only use odorless mineral spirits. Odorless mineral spirits will not melt your doll. Other paint thinners will melt your doll, like straight out of Wizard of Oz. Do not just use random paint thinner. Do not use xylene. Use odorless mineral spirits only for cleaning your doll. This will basically strip everything off. So if there's any kind of staining, it will strip it off, as long as it's a surface stain. Now, if you put lingerie on your doll, sometimes the dyes from the clothing will soak into the TPE and it'll cause it to stain, especially black. It'll look like bruising all over your doll. So what do you do? Well, remember, the TPE is soaking in that oil. It's soaking in the oil, and that's why it's soaking in that dye. So number one, don't use dyed fabrics. Avoid cotton, avoid anything that's going to leave a stain. There are certain fabrics which are safe. Artificial silk, surprisingly, doesn't stain. Just make sure you experiment. You might want to experiment on, like, take a piece of fabric and, like, put it somewhere where it's not going to be noticed. Or, you know, have an extra toy that you use to test fabrics. Or here's how you remove the stains. So remember, the dye is saturating into the TPE. So you can use petroleum jelly to rub it on the part that's stained, and that will actually soak into the TPE and actually cause the dye to be displaced. It'll take a while, probably a couple weeks, but it will displace the dye over time. It will fade away as the TPE discharges the oil, including the dye. You can also use Zit Cream, which, how does that work? Well, what does Zit Cream do? Zit Cream penetrates into your skin to kill pimples. Well, what causes pimples? Oil. Oil causes pimples. So using hydrogen peroxide based, whatever's in Zit Cream. It's the white cream. It's not the acid. Don't use the salicylic acid, you know, acne medication. You got to use the white cream acne medication. And what it'll do, it'll soak into the material, just like it soaks into your skin to fight acne. It soaks into the material, and it basically removes the oil, which includes the dye, and that will help you remove the stains. So you can use acne cream as a stain repellent, or you can just buy the stain remover cream from a company, which you can also buy it from Tantaly. I'm going to get into that in a few minutes, but that's how you deal with staining. I think that's about it when it comes to general maintenance. If you understand how to maintain your waifu with some petroleum jelly, mineral oil, remove any staining, just take care of her. Remember that dolls do not heal. Any wear and tear, nicks and cuts, you're not going to be able to heal them. However, you can repair them, but it's going to leave some scarring. Let's get into the repair kit. So here's the Tantaly repair kit, and it comes with a few things. It comes with samples. So obviously different dolls come with different skin tones. So this one comes with four kind of bars. Two of them are, we'll just say Caucasian, wheat, honey. It's like natural. Different companies call them different things. So you have like the darker skin, you have the lighter skin. So no matter what kind of doll you have, one of these should match. Obviously, if you have a more exotic sex doll, it might come with its own proprietary skin tone. But, one of these two should work. It also comes with some Q-tips. All right. Then it comes with, this is the stain remover. This is the stain remover paste I was talking about. Now, this normally goes for $10 a jar. So $10 a jar just for this. This entire kit is only $32.99. So this is a $10 value just with the stain remover cream. All right, this is TPE repair glue. This costs by itself about $13. So between the stain remover paste and the TP glue, we're talking $23 by itself. Now the entire kit is only $33. And this kit also comes again with these TPE kind of blocks for the material. So this is a universal kind of outlet converter. So they're going to send you a soldering iron, and this allows you to convert the outlet. Whatever country you live in, you can use that soldering iron with this. I don't even know what this costs. This costs, let's just say, $10. $10, right? So between the stain remover paste, the glue, and this, you know, outlet converter, it's already paid for itself. But then you get an actual unironic soldering iron. And these things are pretty expensive. I'll talk about the one I've used for a while. Okay, so here's the soldering iron. This is all it is. It's a very simple soldering iron. You can obviously get a more advanced one. I own a more advanced one, and it cost me like 40 bucks. So, you know, basically this is like a very entry-level soldering iron. You might want to get one more advanced, but the fact that this all comes with this is pretty cool. So this is like a UK outlet, and I'm just going to slap this in there, and this converts it to US, because that's what I use. And then we will plug it in. Now, this is, again, this, just to put this in perspective, I do own a soldering iron. Let me show you my soldering iron. All right, so this is my soldering iron. I bought this on Amazon. As you can see, that's got a little bit more going on. This is more of a gun style soldering iron. It has different attachments, that sort of thing. This cost me like 40 bucks. So you're getting something like this for basically free. Again, the glue and the paste, and then the TPE samples. You got some Q-tips, and you get a soldering iron and a universal outlet converter. Pretty sweet. Okay, so this is going to start heating up. While this is beginning to heat up, what you want to do is you need to put a mask on, because melting plastic is bad for your lungs. So while this heats up, just put this over there. Let me show you the mask.
All right.
So this is the mask I use. It's a basic 3M vapor mask. You don't need anything crazy, but you do need something that's going to prevent you from breathing in the vapors from the melting plastic. So make sure you use one of these, or use this outside. However, working on a sex doll outside, probably not advisable for most people, because, you know, like privacy and whatnot. So get one of these. It's a 3M vapor mask. Nobody cared who I was until I put on the mask. All right, so it's gonna be a little bit harder for me to talk in this. Hopefully you can understand me. We're gonna see if this is gonna work. All right, so we're gonna simulate some injuries, and I'm gonna repair those injuries. So for example, let's go worst possible scenario. All right, what is the worst possible scenario you can imagine for a sex doll? I think it's when the vagina tears. So, for example, you're having a good time, and this part of the doll just breaks. So we're going to simulate that. We're going to use the soldering iron. All right, you can see how easily that melts right through the doll. So I could expand this hole, but that's the point I wanted to make. This happens all the time. Again, if you don't saturate your doll, but if you oversaturate your doll, you could also damage your doll. So, this doll has been torn. What can we do? Well, we could use a TPE glue, put a little bit of the glue, which is a solvent, by the way, put a little bit of glue on a toothpick or a Q-tip, rub it along this tear, and shut it. All right? So after you have repaired the TPE, you shut it and clamp it, and then you let it sit for a couple hours, and the solvent glue will rebind the area that you repaired. Now you could also do this with the soldering iron itself.
Now, you can use these blocks if you need additional material, but what you actually want is you want to melt the TPE and then rebind it before it cools. So you can do that with a soldering iron. It's very difficult though. Now with this attachment, I would prefer something slimmer. If you saw with my other soldering iron, I did have like a slimmer, more knife-like attachment. I would have preferred that. But you know what? You go to war with the army you have. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna melt this area to rebind it and then clamp it shut. All right. Now it doesn't seem like a lot, but I did melt it. What I can do is I can rebind this. Just give it a little, just melt it up, let it sit. As long as there isn't pressure, the important thing is pressure. You do not want any pressure while you're doing this where it'll expand the tear. You want the tear to have no pressure on it. So as you're melting this TPE, it is rebinding back to its original position as opposed to tearing and stretching even more. Now, as you probably are aware, this is going to cause permanent scarring. There's simply no way to melt and rebind and all that. There's no way to do that without causing some scarring. Now, what you can do about that is you can use what I call strategic lingerie, where you have some lingerie, some sexy panties that cover up the scars. But that's about all you can do. You can see the smoke coming off of this. You don't want to breathe that in. That's what the mask is for. All right, so we've repaired this. And we can just let it sit to kind of cool down. And then we'll demonstrate that in a few minutes. All right, so I'm going to unplug this. All right. Now, I don't want to touch it yet. It's probably too hot. You could have like a cloth. Like here I have a cloth rag. I could, you know, rub the material to kind of get it off the soldering iron. Or I could just let it cool down like this. So the soldering irons are great because they work much quicker than this glue. So this glue is a solvent which will slowly melt and reconstitute the TP like a soldering iron without all the vapors, without the melting. It does, you know, kind of melt the TP slightly, but you don't have to worry about, you know, this kind of thing. So it's something to do. All right, are the vapors stopped? Okay, I don't see any more vapors. I'm gonna take the mask off.
All right, okay, mask is off. We're gonna put the soldering iron away for now. All right, so that is the Tantaly Doll Repair Kit. It's only $39.99, which is pretty amazing, pretty amazing. Again, this is $10 normally. This is about $13 to $15 normally. These are probably, I don't know, 10 bucks. You know, you get a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And then you get a soldering iron. And you get all of that for only $40, which is pretty amazing. I mean, is a soldering iron the best you can get? Absolutely not. But if you want a better soldering iron, you're going to pay about 40 bucks. You're going to pay as much for a decent, you know, middle class soldering iron than the whole kit, which includes the glue, the paste, the material. If you need to add additional material for, you know, it's really good deal, really good deal. All right, let's talk about the other kit we're reviewing, which is the Tantaly Deluxe Sex Doll Care Kit. All right, so here's the box it comes in. And you get this, and you get this, and you get this. All right, so what is all this? All right, so this is, it's really, it's kind of silly when you think about it. This is a lube shooter. So what you do is you take the cap off, obviously, okay? and you have some lube, and you suck the lube up into this like syringe, and you put this into the doll's vagina or butthole or whatever, and you squirt the lube into her vagina. So what does this matter? So, like, you know, a woman's vagina is internally lubricated. The lube isn't along the opening. The lube is kind of all throughout the vagina. So if you want to simulate more of a natural feeling, where, you know, because if you could put lube on her and you could like rub it in her with your finger and rub it on your dick and all that stuff, but if you want it to feel more natural, you can use a lube shooter to inject the lube into her pussy. Also, you can use this to extract material. I'm not going to say what. You could use it to extract material from inside the doll or vagina. So if there's something in there, you can stick the lube shooter into it and basically suck it out. All right, so this is kind of a lube applicator as well as a material extractor. All right, these are what are called drying rods. So in order to dry out the vagina, now if you use water-based lube, you really want to make sure you get all that moisture out of the doll, because the water can cause the doll to mold. The water doesn't like the dark, wet, you know, wetness. It grows mold. So you can stuff like towels or something up the waifu, or you could use one of these, which are like they have a spongy material in the middle, but they're somewhat rigid. They do break easily. I don't want to show you that. They're basically like a sponge in the form of a kind of an applicator. Think of it like a doll tampon. And you can put this in the vagina, butthole, any orifice you want. And this will soak up any residual moisture, so that moisture does not collect in your waifu and cause molding or smells or anything bad like that. Now, you can use mineral oil-based lube as opposed to a water-based lube, and then you won't necessarily need these as much. But you get two of them, so one for the butthole, one for the vagina. You know, they are rigid. They're basically just a spongy kind of material for soaking up moisture in the doll's orifices. All right, the next thing you get is a kind of a care bag. All right, so these are pretty big. Now, I don't think this will fit a life-size doll, but this will fit like a doggy style ass, or it can be used as like a, I don't know, pillowcase. I guess it's too small to be a pillowcase. It's smaller than a pillowcase, but this should be enough to fit a doggy style ass or something like that. Like, not a life-size doll, but it works. I'm gonna use this to line my storage ottoman for my Aurora torso. So you can use it for that as well. Use it for kind of to line your storage. All right. And the last thing this comes with, there's nowhere else to say it, it's a douche. So what do you use this douche for? You fill it up with water, you take the top out, fill this up with water, put the top in, and you stick it up your doll, and you squirt it, and the water comes out these holes here, and this helps flush everything out of the doll. So you use this to clean the doll, you can use this to extract anything, and then you use the drying rods. You can stick it up the doll between uses, and this will absorb any residual moisture. So between all three of these products, you can clean the doll out to make sure there's nothing left over. There's, you know, no souvenirs from the uses you've used. And like, do you need these? You don't need these. However, this is a deluxe sex doll care kit. If you have a fixed vagina doll, and if you have a removable vagina doll, you can just take the vagina out, clean it in the sink. But if you have a fixed vagina doll, these are kind of essential, because you want to make sure you clean out your fluids. You don't want to leave any baby batter inside your doll to stink. You then use this to either put lube in or extract material out and then leave this in. So really good, highly recommended. If you have a fixed vagina doll, which the Tantalee torsos are. Now, if you don't use these, you can just, if you have good pull-out game, you can just, you know, come somewhere else and then you don't have to worry about all that. But if you like to raw dog and you want to blow your load deep inside your doll's pussy, then you're going to want to use this kit. This kit retails for $32.99, which I think is worth it. I mean, I don't know how much these necessarily cost. I know these drying rods are like $5-$10. This is probably I don't know how much this costs, like $15-$20. So this isn't the smoking deal that the doll repair kit is. I think you're getting a fair price, but you're not getting an amazing price, but you're getting a fair price. So if you don't have something like this, if you don't have a douche bottle, if you don't have an applicator, if you don't have some drying rods, you can get these for $32.99 at Tantaly. All right, so those are the kits. All right, let's check out our repair. I think it's had time to cool. Let's see how we did. All right. Okay, so we didn't do that great. You can see the material. The material did bind, but it didn't bind deep enough. So we're gonna have to do this. This is a limitation of that particular soldering iron. I'm gonna need a thinner soldering iron attachment, like thin as like a butter knife. And I'm gonna have to kind of melt it from within and slowly pull it out and let the material reconstitute itself. But you can see it did reconstitute itself on the surface, but it did not constitute itself there. So this will be a good time to demonstrate the TP repair glue. And where'd my Q-tips go? All right. Let's make sure we can get all this on camera because I don't want to have to do this more than once. All right, so get your toothpick or your Q-tip. And you rub this along the tear. All right, rub, 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 rub. And clamp closed. Okay, and that's it. Then you let it sit. You want to let it sit for about 2 hours. And that is going to be it. All right, so if that does happen, if you end up tearing the vagina, because it is a high stressed area, it's gonna be difficult to repair. I probably would have preferred the soldering iron. There are limitations to the soldering iron from the repair kit, but it is better than nothing. But there you go. See right here, we got a little bit of debris. You know, you wanna keep your waifu nice and clean. All right, so that's about it. That's some basic doll maintenance and repair stuff. Again, I have a whole channel for doll maintenance and repair called Dr. Dollhouse. I do makeup and you know, I work on the eyes and eyelashes and that kind of stuff. But with the Tantaly torsos, because they don't have hands or legs or heads, you don't have to worry about any of that stuff. Just to make sure that you maintain your waifu with mineral oil or petroleum jelly. Make sure you clean her. If there's a tear, you can repair her either with the glue or with a soldering iron. This is the stain remover paste. And then you got this. It's like amazing deal. I think the Tantaly repair kit is a screaming, like, get that. You need to get that. Even if you don't use the soldering iron, let's say you get a better soldering iron. The fact that you get all this stuff for only, you know, $40 is a great deal. The Tantaly deluxe care kit, this is optional if you don't have a pullout game. So when I'm using my Tantaly Aurora torso, I just use pullout. I pull out, I come somewhere else, no problem. But if you're like, no, I gotta bust a fat nut up in that ass. Okay, if that's you, then you need this stuff. You need this to clean out your cum. You need this to suck it out or to, you know, squirt lube up if you want a more realistic experience. And then you wanna use your drying rods in between uses to keep your doll just working well and without any kind of smelling or rotting. It's not good. Anyway, so definitely get the doll repair kit and consider the deluxe sex doll care kit. But I mean, yeah, these are really good for any doll owner. And again, this is not a Tantaly product that I'm using at this moment, but it's smaller and it allowed me to demonstrate things in a more controlled area. But obviously the Tantaly torsos are life size, so imagine this, but like 3 or 4 times bigger. But the skills and the techniques and the things that I've gone over will work for any sex doll, any product, any toy from any brand, as long as they're all made of TPE. If you have a silicone doll or a silicone toy, then you don't want to use this stuff. This is for TPE. For silicone, they actually make silicone glue, just that you can just glue tears together. Silicone has a melting point of over 400 degrees, so using a soldering iron isn't even going to work on silicone anyway. So they have a glue that you can just buy that will repair silicone. You can clean silicone with soap and water. You don't need to use oils or anything. The trade-off with silicone, it's much more durable and much easier to repair, but it doesn't feel real. It feels like plastic. Whereas TPE, because it has this oily kind of thing going on, it makes the skin feel real, makes the dolls feel real. But because they're real and because they have this oily kind of skin, they require more maintenance. And also, you know, cleaning them and repairing them is a little bit more involved. So there's trade-offs with everything. But definitely consider the Tantalee Doll Repair Kit and the Tantalee Deluxe Sex Doll Care Kit. You need to get these if you have a sex doll of any brand. Even if you don't even have a Tantalee, you should get this from Tantalee to use on your sex doll because it's an amazing deal. So I do have a coupon code. It's the same coupon code that worked for the whole site. So if you use that coupon code, you'll save a little bit of money. I'm not really sure how much. I can't remember if it's a fixed percentage or if it's a fixed dollar amount. I don't remember. You'll save a little bit of money. That's what's important. And it's already a good deal, so definitely pick this up. All right. Now, the glue hasn't had enough time to set, the TP repair glue. But I don't want to sit here for 2 hours. So let's just see what's happened over the last couple minutes. Because I don't want to be here for 2 hours. This doll's probably not going to make it. All right. So there you go. Well, there you go. So you can see just in the few minutes. Now I'm breaking it. But you could see just in the few minutes we've been talking, the TP has begun to rebind to itself. Just in the few minutes we've been talking. It's not pretty. It's not pretty. Again, strategic lingerie is your friend. But just in the amount of time we've been talking, the TP has begun to repair itself. So that's the power of the TP glue. The glue is for like really hard to reach areas. The soldering iron isn't good. But between the soldering iron and the glue, you should be able to repair most damage. But it is going to leave scarring. You're going to have to use some lingerie, some crotchless panties to cover this up. But, you know, that's what love is. Love is about being there through sickness and in health, through tearing and stretching and soldering irons and acidic, volatile glues. Yeah, that's what it's all about. That's love right there. Anyway, so this is Turtfully and Monkey. Thank you for watching. Thank you, Tantalee, for sending me these kits. I'm very impressed. So make sure you use the coupon code so you have a little bit of money. Go to Tantalee and pick these up. This is Turtfully and Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.